Olds, Mountain View Seniors Housing, MVSH, officials are pleased to hear that eligible operators can apply for a one-time grant through the Continuing Care Capital Program to replace, upgrade or renovate existing aged continuing care homes, said Chief Administrative Officer Stacy Stilling. It is encouraging that recommendations from the facility-based continuing care review are being noted and acted upon, Stilling told the Alberton. There is certainly an identified need in many areas of the province to modernize our continuing care spaces which supported older models, shared accommodation, of service delivery. We know that the population of individuals who require support services is increasing significantly, and will continue to do so for the next number of years. Modernization to eliminate shared spaces makes sense as this should then give the province a good idea of what can be appropriately renovated versus what facilities simply just need to be replaced. MVSH owns and operates seniors' lodges in Olds, Sundree, Didsbury and Carstairs, as well as other housing units in the district. Alberta Health announced last week that it is accepting project proposals through the program's modernization stream to align continuing care spaces with modern standards. Modernization stream grant funding is available to legal entities such as not-for-profit and for-profit organizations, housing management bodies and municipalities that meet the eligibility criteria, officials said. The modernization grants are an innovative way to bring aging capacity up to modern standards, said Minister of Health Jason Copping. Modernizing older continuing care homes will ensure area seniors can remain in their local communities close to their loved ones where they will receive high-quality care in an up-to-date residence. As well as modernizing older continuing care facilities, there is also a net new capacity, which is something the province should also be looking at, said Stilling. It would make sense the information on needs for net new capacity will also come forward soon and the plan to address, said Stilling. Like all operators, MVSH also wants to see residents be able to stay in the community of their choice where their natural supports are readily available. Moving as our needs change is hard enough, but exponentially more so without family and friends nearby. The province is providing $204 million capital funding this year for various initiatives to increase and enhance continuing care spaces in Albert, including grant funding for the Continuing Care Capital Program, said Copping.